Makom Pesach. If somebody was appointed Pete from Makom Pesach, and the only shear, the only portion that he gets from the korban is only these nimin, these veins, it's like called kosher. It's called a chelik of the korban Pesach. So you see why it's called boso. The yoit. Secondly, he says that hatera chos samamayin to show Yisrael the Torah lechura had rachmanas on Klal Yisrael that pshitam that it's not called the treifa, that this gidim that covers over this etzem anishpra is also considered like boso. On this omelay rapapa the rabbis, rapapa is back to rabba. First of all, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, she talk argues on Rabbi Yechanan. And this sheet there is there, as she says, polygolib of Sochim, a Ketz Solim. The Yaman, he holds a Nimnin. That no, if you only have veins, teeth from the Korban Pesach, you're not Yotso. If so, it's not considered like Bosa. So the crew over here, that animals still be treif. And secondly, that's what you said, in Asophic, Mesom, the Torah, had Rachmanis over here, the opposite. The Yisuri, the rice there, it's a Shal, and this is the rice, that the Shal, the animal should be a treifah. The Yatamat, and you want to tell me my lechish to what you'd be afraid about, Avadim and Asafik, it should be also. Adarav, it's Asafik and Nisa, he writes over here. The Shlokhi says there by Korban Pesach, the veins is not considered like Bosom. So maybe here also, this halach of covering over, Yetzamanishba, maybe the veins are not considered like Bosom. So Mor says, Ishtik attacked the Kapwa, didn't have what to answer. So we ask the question, Vamai Ishtik, why did he keep quiet? I, Vama Rav says, Hilkos Akavosta Shuman Ben Lokish, Bani Tlosa, that we only pass on Lakish in these three cases, no place else. So in his last Shailia, it's good that we pass on Rabbi Yechon by Korban Pesach. Not like Rish Lakish. So what's this Kasha? Rashi says, Besuloy and no place else. These three places are only Kinyan, Teres, Viachilis, and Muberis. And no other places. So over here, Bachuda, with these Gidim, that are safe from Hakshas, we pass on Rabbi Yechon, that it is called Bosa. So why did he keep quiet? So Mar says, no, still, Shani Yoch, here it's still different. I'll tell you, the whole debate of Yechim, Lagabedi, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, because over here, Rabbi Yechim himself was Chayza. Rashi says, Shani Yoch, Migidu Maraka from the soft veins. The Yomani says, Kol Midi, the Seifel Hakshais, anything that eventually will become hard, is Bosa Seifel Lin, we go Bosa the end. Timikore have a summit, Rabbi Yechim, the whole, that not, the beginning of Yechim, not like that. But then in the end, even Rabbi Yechon also was Chayzer, so therefore Rabbi Yechon agrees to Rish Lakish that these veins are not considered like Bosa. So that's why he didn't answer back. That's what the Lacher is, that these animals should still be treif. These veins cannot cover up the terrorist Bosa. So we see what Rabbi Yechon was Chayzer Lagabed Rabbi Shimon Lakish, the Yomalei, because he said back to him, just as Yomalei Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan answered back and said, "Atakni teini that v'loshin yochid ani shenoisa." I learned that the Torah a loshin yochid. The Rashi says, "The end of the Gemara will have later that Rabbi Yochanan says such a memo like that. That since it's seifel hakshoyis, that it even though it's seifel hakshoyis, but it's called basa right now." And then Rabbi Yochanan said, "You should know, I only said that the Torah is loshin yochid. Meaning to say, loisriu lan kavasa. We don't hold like that." Even Rabbi Yochanan himself was also chayzer to say that since these soft veins will eventually become hard, we consider like the heart right now, and they do not have a locha lebateris basa. Now the Gemara says, "Ohu nishbar etzim." There's once a case that the bone became fractured, the yotzal achutz, and the bone like was sticking out, the ishtako kurtisa minei. And Rashi says it means lush and curved like pieces of it. Kleima mat min etzim, a piece of this bone, necha like got these destroyed like menoflot fell down, got this to nechel, be eaten up. So you have this bone, a fractured bone, and part of the bone was sticking out, and a piece of it chipped off, fell off. So Mor said the case was osla kaim with Abaya, they brought this shal in front of Abaya. So shoye tlos rigli, he waited three regolim like to try and find an answer what the locher is. Omalei Ravada Bamasa, Ravada Bamasa said to him, Zil Kai made the Rova bread of Rabbi Yosef. Why don't you go in front of Rova, the son of Rabbi Yosef, Bar Choma? Why? The Harifa Sakina, because he's a very sharp person, like a sharp knife, that he'll know what to enter over here. Rashi says, Leif Pasuch Leib Sfori, he understands things very well. So that's what happened. Osla Kami came in front of him. Omri said like this, Michdi, let's see. Nishparetz and Viyotzalachutz, the case where the bone was fractured and it was sticking out. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah that Mali Nofal, Mali Issa. So what's the difference where the piece of the bone fell off or not. So who the lacha should be that if Roiv of the boss is covering it up, it should still be kosher. Rashi says, as long as the boss is covering it, it should be kosher. So what's the difference? A piece of the bone fell off. Oh, Malay Ravine the Rava. So Ravine is about to Rava. Mislaket Maho. Misroisei Smaho. Mismas Mismaho. So as she said, this goes on the bossa that's covering up this Etzem Hanishbar. So Mislaket means the Roiv HaBossa is not in one piece. It's pieces here, pieces there, but they're covering up Rova the bossa. Else Misroisei, Rashi says, means the bossa became very thin. Bekolish, but still it covers up Roiv. This masis means boser hanishar lekisa nikra. The meat that's left over started to rot away, decay, but still the mice of this boser is covering up robe of the etzim. Is it kosher or not? Samur says, Hechli dami mismasmes. What's your shell about mismasmes? Samur afuna brede vishua kol shah roife koidri. The skin like the boser is so bad that a surgeon would come and like scrape it off. So that's not considered like boser. That was a shiloh. Is that Basa Chayfer, is it kosher or not? He didn't answer. Ibola, I have a question like this. Ibolahu. Nikiv Ma, let's say this Basa is covering up Roiv of the fractured bone. Let's say a hole became in that Basa. Whereas Niklav Ma, let's say it was peeled off. Nistak, it was cracked, Maho. Nitav Shlishatak, let's say the bottom third of the flesh was taken off. Ma, what's the locha? The mice is covering up Roiv of the fracture, or maybe no, it has to be good Basa, not this type of Basa. So Toshma coming here. The Yama Ula Omer Rabbi Yechanon or Hareyu Kibosa, that the skin has the same malacha like the bosa. So as she says, Amu, we see from here that Nito Shlisha Tachto in Venisha or Hushne Shlish Oimdim should be kosher. By Mada, just the skin is kosher, so about if two thirds were taken off also, two thirds are still left over. So Mara says no. Dilma Dekona Moshko. The Moshko today means like over there, the skin holds its own place. Rashi says, "Shehetzik or b'shalay klayma hosam la benit la basar mitachta v'oraymid be'avir kama ha'gerin shenishperetzim." So there, the skin is attached well, but over here, where a piece under it was taken off, it doesn't stay so well. Maybe here it's no good. That's a shayla. Om Ravashi, kevina berapapi berapapi. Ibolan, ask the question like this: Nikta kiminta bas malasi, a piece of skin was taken off. Like a ring, what would be the locha? Uposhti, he was pushing me, but he heard the Omer Rav, who the Omer Rav, that a dove is there, shilta chayit chachomim, on the right from the doctors, we almost like this, mesartoi bi'etzem omala rucha. He should like make holes in the bus, so now we'll make it heal up again. Avuparzlo mitzar sarva, don't use metal, that will make it bad. That'll cause it to be inflamed. And Omer Rav Papa, who the corner garme today, that's only when the skin is still, the flesh is still well attached to the bone. Then you can afford to make these incisions, make these holes they like, and that will only be merapa, that will only heal it. Like Rashi says, Vudu Kornagam today, Shana Royim, we see She'etze Mastik Vishloy, the bone is still holding tight. Svivas Hakadera, Midivak Etzem Labosta, it's attached well. Yeah, then Vesimnas Choros Halosarucha, that's the beginning of a healing up. So now the Eitzer is like making little holes there in it, and that will make it heal better. If you don't have these simonim and echnami, then it won't help you, then it will remain a treifa. That will be healed. Now the Mishnah says, Hashoich edesa behema, omotza boshulya. Inside the animal, you find the placenta, you find the oshulya, it's inside the animal. Yeah, yes, the birth, you find inside there. So nefesh hayofa techlenu, means if a person wants to, he's allowed to eat it. Rashi says, a yofa means shein daita kotz, is not disgusted with it, because it looks mias, but loch you let eat it. And Rashi says, the chiddush is that you don't say, there's considered neva minachai, because shegam hi nitta b'shchita same, since the placenta was inside the stomach, b'shach the shchito, so it became hutta, you let eat it, and therefore if you want to, you let eat it. V'yena mitama loitumas oichlin, loitumas nevelis. But right now it doesn't have any tumor. Because man, you don't think to eat it, so it's not called an oichel, so it doesn't have any tumas oichel on it, and the word shita doesn't have a tumas nevela on it. Rashi says, in meisa behema, in case the behema died by itself without a shchito, so even though the behema is called a nevela, the shuli itself doesn't have a shem oichel, so it won't have tumas nevela on it. Ye either. What's going to not tumas eichel, not tumas nevelis? What's going to be the chisha v'leho? Let's say you have in mind to eat this show you the placenta. Then the locher is mitama tumas eichlin. It would be mekabel tumas eichlin. Like as soon as you decide to eat it, it has a shame eichel on it, and therefore if the tummy thing touches it, it'll become tummy. It's mekabel tumas eichlin. Avloy tumas nevelis. No, tumas nevelis. No. Rashi says why lav bosahu. It's tam called food, it's not called bosa. His nevela is only the meat of the animal, and the animal died, so the meat is also, but not the shulya. I've learned him as nevelas. Now, what's going to be shulya shiyotaso miktosa? So when the mother was alive, the placenta, part of it came out. So then the locher is asur bachilo. And look, you're not allowed to eat the placenta anymore. Even if it comes back in again, and even if you make a shchita on the mother, the placenta remains also, that you can eat. We'll soon see why. Why? Because you say simin vlad b'isha and simin vlad b'behema. The placenta, when the placenta comes out, that's a simin vlad b'an isha, a regular lady, who are doing by a behema. Pshatas, I think, were afraid then the shulya, part of the kid is inside there. So you have to be afraid when part of the shulya came out, maybe the head of the baby came out also. And that's called kiyalud, like it was born already. So therefore, when it even goes back in the mother's stomach, a shchita does not help. That's the Rashi's asur b'chila. Rashi the Afrika of the Nafik, even though only a small part came out. Yes, still, you have to be afraid. Maybe that mixes the head came out. And that's called kielud. Like it says, simin isha, also the behema. If the shuri comes out, that has a locha, that's as if she gave birth. Now, what's going to be hamavakeres shepilu shuya? That's hamavakeres. Rashi zepet the rechem shaloh. First time the baby is giving birth, and the first time the behemoth is giving birth, so the chur is called the b'chor, shadav kedushas b'chor on it. But shapila shuya, the shuya came out, the placenta came out. So lochri yashlechenu leklovim. You want the upright just to throw it to the klovim. Rashi says she has no kedusha on it. The afagav dein shuya b'le vlad, uses the vlad inside it. Hocho ruba lav bas mikdashi. The Dominic, maybe it's Mikaifa, can they come on, we'll see later. Yashachan will clothe him, because, like Rashi says, you have a right to say, Mestam is not a Zohar, so it doesn't have Kedushas Bechor on it. Or the Mekdoshim, let's say there's an animal, a korban, that the Shulya came out, then Tikova, then you have to burn it, you have to bury it, it has Kedusha to it, you have to bury it. But Vien Kaifa Noisep, Tikova, and Vien Kaifa Noisep, Pasha Turochim. You're not allowed to bury it though, Pasha Durochim Stam on the road. He shouldn't bury it there. And the ain't Tolonoisa Bilun, and he can't hang it on the tree of Nedaki Hamuri. That's the way the Goyim Damurim used to do it. So what's the Chizra Pasha Durochim? She says, V'derech HaManashka Malakarvim Shom Shletapel Oid. Manashka means like these Kishuv people also bury it there. So these two things, less part of the Mishnah means Aldaki Hamuri, you should not bury it, not on the highway. And not either on hang it on a tree. Those two things are also mishum daki hamari. Yeah. The Navi Mor says what? How do we know this from? They say what? The shulya is muta. Mino hanimili. Tana rabbanim. Pesuk says kol behema toichlu. He's mashma anything of the animal. If you made a shchit, you let eat from it. He is l'rabba says hashulya. Comes even the placenta inside, you let eat it. Yochel, I would have thought to say, I feel a yotzim exhaust, that even part of it came out already before the shchita. Maybe even so, if it goes back in again and you make a shchita, it's mutat eat it. Tamla, the pasuk says, no, oisa. Oisa v'loish lisa. You can only eat the animal itself and not its placenta. And the question, the shad is michta, let's see. And shulya v'loi vlad. Every shulya, every placenta has a kid inside it. If so, you ain't shulya v'loi vlad. So lomali kro, what do you have to have a pasuk for? That's a swara though. That the mixas, like we said before, the mixas of the shulya comes out, there is a kid inside the placenta, and you have to be afraid, maybe the head of the kid came out. So it's called kiludami. And once it's called, like it's born already, so pshita the shchita of the mother doesn't help anymore. So the chlam says, like a true, really don't need a posik for this, it's only nesmachta biyama. Yeah. Rashi says, what, ledrosh? We need it for other droshes. Lachtuch minat chil, if you cut off from the spleen of the animal, the cloyus, that we had before. that those things are no good. Yeah, but here this you know without a put out a pasuk. And then it says what? The ain't a matama, but the shilya has no tuma. Boy Rabbi Yitzchak, because it's not called an oichel, it's not something usually go to eat. Only if you mechashav, you have in mind to start to eat it, then it could be mekabel tumas oichlin. Boy Rabbi Yitzchak, you have a shalat this. Boy Rabbi Yitzchak banavcha, or chamor shasholku. You take the skin of a chamor of a donkey and you cook it up. Shasholku, that's just bishle harbi moi. You cooked it up a lot. Ma, what's the halacha? Rashi says shukot shemoy. Says the skin of a donkey is very hard and it's very meat. It's disgusting. Let's say he cooked it up a long time. Mahal. So Moses says, Lamai, what's your shayla? Ilu tumas oichlin, if your shayla was, could it have a shame oichel on it? That have a sheretz touch that it should become tamei? So taninun, but also we learned. We'll soon see what we learned about that. And ilu tumas nevela, if your shayla is, if tumas nevela is chal upon